fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, it is Tuesday, the 16th day of August, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, I am always proud to say we began with the Pledge of Allegiance, which when I was in elementary and high school, we did that every day of the week. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, as things become more urgent, just listen carefully. Food, 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 water, 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 and ammo, ammo, ammo. We'll be talking about this in more detail in a moment or two. It will make a lot more sense to you then. We do have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Leon Green. Leon is a former officer in the United States Navy, one of the most, and possibly the most advanced prepper I've ever had the privilege of knowing. Man about town, and a certainly more expert in the use of doTERRA oils than I am. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. Thank you very much for the compliments. Yes.
Well, you're well-deserved. Well-deserved. There's a story here, a headline at Steve Quayle's website. I'll begin our conversation with. Before I read the headline, I've had private confirmation from several private sources talking to me privately, confirming what this headline and this article go into. And here's the headline, the title of the article: Deep State Plan Revealed. Frame a civil war to justify United Nations troops to occupy and disarm America. As you review this, remember that compromised American officials are working with communist China and globalists to achieve the downfall of America. The article is published at Natural News. That's naturalnews.com, Mike Adams' website. And it looks like the author is Mike Adams, published yesterday, August 15th. Yes, yesterday, August 15th. Leon, my private sources are telling me the same thing. And here's the basic plan. There will be what appears to be a spontaneous uprising in a number of blue cities. We all know who they are: Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland, St. Louis, Chicago, and so forth, New York City, which they won't be spontaneous uprising of men and women living in the inner cities. It'll be contrived events paid for by George Soros, with the George Soros agitators who have been recruited, trained, equipped, and paid for by George Soros. The media, of course, will report this as a spontaneous uprising of people in the inner cities, when in fact it will be nothing even close to spontaneous. That will result in things appearing to be out of control, to the point where the mayors of these cities, the governors of these states, will be calling for United Nations peacekeepers to come in and restore order. So, Leon, I don't know if it's going to happen. I think there is a very strong possibility it could. It's been, two, 3 years ago, we had a Chicago City Councilman asking for United Nations peacekeepers. Do you remember that, sir?
Not specific to Chicago, but I know we've had others. And also Katrina. I remember they were talking about bringing in peacekeepers. China said if you disable or disarm the Americans, we'd come in and help. Remember during Katrina?
Right.
But no, I don't remember Chicago, but okay.
Well, there was a Chicago city council member, who was calling for United Nations peacekeepers to come in to restore order to Chicago. The weekly death toll from shootings in Chicago is worse than it was on an average week in Vietnam, by the way. That's how bad it is. Regardless, this scenario has legs. This scenario is plausible. This scenario could very well happen, especially given what we've seen over the past 2 years with George Soros paid for, recruited, equipped, and trained agitators, rioters. I want to remind people, because I was doing daily reports, Leon, during the Ferguson events, the Ferguson riots, both of them. I think it was August, and the second was November, December, that my reporters on the streets in Ferguson, they said the following. They said, John, the rioters are standing around talking about baseball, about the weather, and then, this is at night, and then when the TV camera lights come on, then they start rioting. As soon as the lights go off, they stop rioting again. Now, that doesn't sound like people who have some kind of heartfelt rage. It sounds like people who are doing what they've been paid and trained to do, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. It's just like you said, they're actors. And I guess once we start seeing the delivery of bricks, you know, through all these leftist cities, just like what happened during the last event, spontaneous eruptions, then, you know, we'll know that, you know, sources behind it and all the other bad actors.
Well, if I was a watch commander of a police precinct and I saw several pallets of bricks being delivered to a location, I would have my officers inquire with the nearby property owners. Sir, madam, is this a job site? Are you about to begin construction of something using these bricks? And when the owner of the property nearby says, I don't have a clue why those bricks are here, I would have the street department remove them from that location. Wouldn't you, Leon?
Absolutely.
But that didn't happen, did it?
Yeah, correct. And it wasn't only in one city. It was in multiple cities.
It was multiple cities. Multiple cities. Now, police officers patrol any given street at least once during each shift. Each police shift is 8 hours, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you know there's a patrol car going down each city street at least one time each eight-hour shift, which means when these bricks are delivered, they're going to be seen by at least one patrol. Now, in addition, you've got paramedics and firemen who are about out and about. You have the business owners and property owners nearby where the bricks will be delivered. In a urban, a densely populated urban area, these bricks are going to be observed by dozens of people within hours of them being placed there, wouldn't they?
That's correct. And yes, you also have a neighborhood watch as well. So you have,
precisely.
Yes.
Plus the aldermen. Each alderman, each precinct has an alderman or alderwoman. They typically are active in the community with interacting with the citizens, with the business owners, with the property owners. And since they've had success in the past delivering pallets, a standard pallet for shipping is 4x4x4, but typically a pallet of bricks may be smaller just because of the weight. But regardless, when pallets of bricks are being delivered, this is a heads up for everybody nationwide right now on Tuesday, the 16th of August. If you happen to live in an urban area and you see a pallet of bricks pop up in an area where there weren't a pallet of bricks the day before, notify somebody. Especially if it's an area where there's a high likelihood of civil disorder to take place. Notify somebody. And that would just be a smart thing to do, wouldn't it, Leon?
Absolutely. And it also makes sure all your magazines are completely topped off as well. And any kind of other defensive techniques you have, pull those out and get those ready, because there won't be much delay. And if you think about the Arab Spring and all their spontaneous uprising, that just swept across the north of Africa very quickly, and that was not spontaneous, and that was also orchestrated as well. But this is all by the power elite that had done that.
Absolutely. Well, my prepper tip of the day about food, water, and ammunition, I'm asking people to please take this very seriously. Mike Adams is prognosticating 4 months with the power grid down and no food at the supermarket. I hope it's no longer than that. 4 months is a really long time to go without food supplies. Potable water, by the fourth day, you're going to be in a serious world of hurt physically and health-wise, with your fourth day without water. These things, I don't care how limited your budget is, you can find empty 2-liter soda bottles, rinse them out thoroughly, and fill them up with clean water. Can't you, Leon?
Yes, sir, and that's what we talked about last week, was the importance of water. And so even those $5 bottles, you can get them at the Lowe's and hardware stores where you typically see them. Those are the ones that have the jugs that they normally invert and put in those containers. But those things are light enough that the average teenager and even most women can pick it up, 40 pounds, and you can move that around. And so I agree with you with the 2-liter bottles, but when we're talking about 4 months, now we're going to be doing rainwater harvesting. They'll be taking it out of the toilet basin, not the toilet itself, but the top part. But then you're going to have all the rust and years of all, it hasn't been looked at in years. So now is the time to do it. And with the rainstorm coming through here right now, I don't know if you're impacted by it, but, I decided I'd put out a bunch of buckets, 55-gallon buckets, and see how much water I can recuperate. And I'm also going to attach some gutters, and I want to see if I can just feed my water my garden, just specifically of rainwater harvesting.
Right. Well, the same rainstorm is over my home as well, because we are neighbors, although we're about an hour drive apart. But my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, she saved rainwater to rinse her hair with, and she always was complimented on how nice her hair looked. So rainwater has very special properties, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. And it's of all the water in existence, it's the best one. That when they do plant growth studies, they find out that rainwater is by far the best. And so, you know, it'll start off the worst is the city water with the fluoride and the chlorine, and then it goes to well water. And it just keeps going up there. And then the last one is rainwater, which is at the top of the list because, you know, it has the ozone in there. And, you know, people say, well, how am I going to do it off my roof? And so you let the first 15 to 20 minutes, depending on the size of the roof, just let that just go to the ground. And
right.
Or you can just use it or let that go to the garden. And so then you get rid of the rat droppings and mice droppings and all the, you know, barium, strontium, and all the other junk that pollutants. And then after that, then you can have the water, and then you'd still purify it, but, you know, you already bypassed most of the toxins that are just sitting on the roof because of months of rat.
The home my family had when I was in high school had a 900-square-foot guest house and garage that was set up to collect rainwater. And there was best I could tell, a factory-made valve at the bottom of the downspout from the gutters that you could let the rain clean the roof and the gutters for about 15 minutes and let that water go out in the ground. Then turn the valve, and once the roof and the gutters were clean, direct that rainwater into a very large cistern, about 12 by 12 by 12, a very large underground concrete cistern to provide domestic water for the home. And a lot of, especially in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, a lot of homes were built that way, weren't they, Leon?
Yes, sir. And matter of fact, when we went on a cruise years ago, you know, I don't know if you went to the castle, El Moro, in Puerto Rico, but they had multiple cisterns, and even though they're right next to the ocean, the Spanish had built cisterns, and I think they had like 300,000 gallon storage capacity. And then I went to Israel, and then Masada, which was a fortress palace that King Herod had built away from Jerusalem, and he had multiple cisterns too. And if you're right next to the Dead Sea, if you don't have water, you die. So, you know, that kept them alive for that whole siege. And so I got to walk in these cisterns, and they were like 50 feet to 80 feet in diameter and about 70 to 80 feet tall. And there were three of them, and I just couldn't believe how important it was. And so when you talk about water, food, and ammo, these Hebrews were prepared for that same onslaught. And so if we think about it in the same regard, store some water, get the food, and it doesn't have to be super duper. I'm doing beans and rice, and I'm also sprouting, and so you can still have vitamin C from sprouts that are dirt cheap, and even the wheat and oats, I can feed my plant, my chickens, and, you know, donkey and everything else that way, and livestock just by having that. So people think, oh, I got to go out and buy all this freeze-dried food. No, and you don't have to have just cans with tons of preservatives in it. You can still, get the food now while it's still available, because like he describes and how we see all this force majeure measures that are being taken into account for oil and gasoline and other food that's worldwide. The countries are saying it's an act of God. We don't have it. We're not going to fill the contract. Too bad. That's what force majeure means. And so if we know that's coming, now is the time to buy it while it's still relatively cheap.
Well, there's different ways to skin this cat. And I'm now an affiliate dealer for Harvest Right freeze dryers. For most families, it's going to be pretty pricey. And let's think outside the box here. Let's say you have an extended family, mom and dad, three adult children with their spouses, and maybe six or eight grandchildren. So it'd be four families, basically. That makes the $3,600 look a lot less expensive if that freeze dryer is split between those families, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, and that's what we had done up in Idaho.
Here's our break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
The FBI oversteps again, this time in Missouri. I'm Peter Serafine, and this is today's Liberty Minute. The Federal Bureau of Investigations has randomly audited 24 sheriff's offices in Missouri in search of concealed carry weapons details, but they're all refusing to comply on authorities. Some of the sheriffs have answered procedural questions, but none have given any details about any specific carry permit. Good! There are zero federal laws governing carry permits, concealed or otherwise. The FBI has no jurisdiction here, nor does any other federal agency. I have long said that the county sheriff is our nation's most important elected job, and this is a perfect example of why. Make sure your sheriff stand up for your rights. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Hashem Parabellum.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fix bayonets. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils. I use doTERRA oils pretty much 7 days a week, and of course Leon does. Leon, what is the oil of the week, sir?
It is Slim and Sassy, the metabolic blend. And for men, they've been so adamant about changing the name to something like Cut and Confident. So we actually, as a joke during one of the conventions, they actually had labels that were written that way, but Slim and Sassy is a metabolic blend that will increase your metabolism at the same time as eliminating toxins. So people say, well, I don't eat my toxic foods, but you're also in the environment, you drink water, that in the internal condition of the inside buildings are typically 100 times worse than outside with all the products and things of that nature. So Slim and Sassy was specifically designed to help eliminate these toxins. And so the way the body protects itself is, you know, with things that are foreign to the body, it encapsulates in fat cells, and that's how it does it. And a friend of mine at Sam's training said, Oklahoma is the fattest state in the union based on per capita, and I think Missouri is in the top five. I'm going to look at that whole list. Yes. I'm like, wonderful. So this blend, some of the quick facts in it, I think the oils that are in there, let's just talk about the primary uses. Appetite suppression, cellulite, obesity, overeating, and weight loss. And the way you apply it is you can apply it to the wrist, bottoms of the feet, and any other area of concern, and that's topically, and you don't have to dilute it. You can also apply it apply it to the hands, and you cup your hands over your nose and mouth, and you breathe deeply, or you can just diffuse it in the air aromatically. In the way most people use it is they add, eight drops of sulfuric acid to a 16-ounce glass of water and drink it throughout the day between meals. And the single oils that are in this blend are grapefruit, which is balancing and uplifting. It's been used medically to help with cellulite and digestion. Lemon, which is invigorating, enhancing, and warming, and it promotes health and healing. Peppermint, purifying and stimulating to the human mind. It also helps soothe digestive difficulties. Ginger may increase physical energy and promote healthy digestion. And cinnamon enhances the action of all the other oils, and it also improves circulation, digestion, and energy levels. And so the body systems that are affected by the oil are the emotional balance, digestion system, and aromatically they're great in calming and uplifting the mind. And because it has grapefruit and lemon in it, some people are photosensitive. So the citrus oils, if they're applied to the skin, and depending on your melanation, how much, how sensitive you are, you can actually have discoloration, and it goes away, typically within a day or two. So if you put it on your wrist, if your grapefruit discolors your skin, then, you can just do it aromatically or sublingually. And the other thing is, sulfuric acid comes in gel caps. And so I have a video when I went to my very first convention almost 11 years ago now. And that this woman who won, this was when The Greatest Loser was on mainstream news, TV. And so she actually had lost 63 pounds in 6 months and 42 inches of girth on her stomach, on her arms, on her legs. All she did was take 5 gel caps of Sulfuric Acid 5 times a day. So it was a total of 25 per day. So, one in the morning, and then another about 10 or 11 o'clock, and then throughout the day until she did that. And so if you're concerned about this, it's a metabolic blend. It'll increase my metabolism. I don't see any impact, but I normally stop at about 5 or 6 o'clock at night. But it works very well, and I still do it now, just like I did it on a cruise. And I do it because of the fact that I know I'm exposed to toxins, whether it's in the food or whatever. And if you go out to eat, you already have the exposure to toxins, especially if you're at the fat food restaurants. And so this is good at maintaining and eliminating toxins in your life as well. So, you always talk about train, and get out and exercise and get out and walk. Well, this can help you in that same regard. It works very well.
Absolutely. Well, if you want to get started with doTERRA oils, here's what you do. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com and go do a little shopping at the doTERRA website. You want to buy the largest kit that you can afford. And we'll continue this after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I've not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, I am, in fact, an affiliate dealer for harvest-dried, freeze-dried equipment. What an opportunity for your family. How about your church? Your church bought one of these units. The entire church could be making use of it. Maybe if it's a big church, maybe several units like this to help people to freeze-dry their own food. I'll be doing a private consultation today, doing more than ever, helping people get the information, get the clarity, get the laser focus they need to make major decisions. Detail on private consultations at thelibertyman.com. Last but not least, I have everything in stock for immediate shipment with energy cleaners, mattress pads, and micro plush throws. If you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Are you not sleeping well at night? What are you waiting for? Details at my website. You can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad to go with it. If you already have an energy cleaner, be sure and check out the Micro Plus throws. They're cozy. They're comfortable. You can use them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat to get the most use possible out of your energy cleaner. The toll-free line to order your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, is 800-592-9543. 9543. I got to get that right. Get the right number, John. we have with us Leon Green. And Leon, people want to get started with doTERRA oils. They start with shopping. That shopping should be to find the largest kit they can buy without going into debt of the excellent doTERRA oils. Next thing to do is to get two different editions of the same book. That book has a simple two-word title, Modern Essentials. Very simple two-word title, Modern Essentials. And that's what you need to get started. Now, why two different editions of the same book? Well, here's why. The 2005 edition says things that the 2013 isn't allowed to because the Center for Disease Control or Disease Creation, the Food and Death Administration, don't allow us to say in the 2013 edition. Last but not least, if you're in a hurry, you don't want to wait to get the books, and or you'd like to start a home-based business to help your friends and family, neighbors, get the essential oils also, just give Leon a call. He'll be glad to help you with that quick start. What's that phone number, Leon?
It is 303-495-2188 Mountain Time.
And if Leon doesn't pick up because he's out tending the garden or taking care of the chickens, you will get back to people. You try to return calls every day, don't you, sir?
I typically try to. Sometimes people call late at night. And a lot of times people call and they don't leave a message. So please leave a message and leave your number twice, and I will get back with you. And typically the best time for me to talk is in the evening, because we can talk for, you know, as long as we need to. And I have people, you know, we're doing all sorts of information at, you know, when I say in the evening, it's typically 6, 7, 8. And right now with the drought, I've been out working on my tractor. I am doing a new metal tractor now. And this one is 25 feet long and 9 feet wide, so we can put, you know, even more than the birds we currently have. And back to something more important, is the harvest right. I also own one. I have a large. And knowing how, you know, how effective this is, and I used this up in Idaho for, you know, for 8 months. And, you know, we got it down pat. And so I picked up another one here. But I also ordered extra control panel, an extra oil pump, and now the oil pumps are even more efficient now. And so, you know, I'm proud to hear that you are, you know, a affiliate member, and I thought about doing the same thing, but I thought it'd be kind of awkward to do it on the show. But it's just funny that both of us, you know, are EMP shield, and I told you about that on the cruise with Steve Benoon, and then you also doing harvest right. So, yeah, since it's raining so bad right now, I'm not going to be welding out in the middle of this rainstorm. I'm going to be, I have $40 worth of cherries, which is like a small amount. And I'm going to be doing those. I'm going to stick them in the freezer, and you let them sit for 24 hours. They get rock hard. And then you stick them in this machine that will sublimate and extract 95 to 98% of all the moisture. And then you put them in like Mylar bags along with, or you can put them in, you know, mason jars. And if you have Mylar bags with desiccant, it'll last up to 25 years. And so, yeah, we can, obviously, you're probably going to be doing a radio show probably with maybe Nathan Cheney of Harvest Right or any of their other people, and they can go do it. And it's a fabulous machine, and many people are concerned, oh, it takes a lot of power. It's typically about $3 per run. So if you're doing it in a 24-hour period, that's about how much it is. So, and normally you have to have a dedicated 20-amp circuit if you have the large, which is the largest one they have, and you can do a large amount of food with it. And so I'm doing these freeze-dried cherries, and I'm excited about doing that because that'll be my first batch here in Missouri.
All right. There's also a free guide for freeze-drying available at the Harvest Rights panel there. All you need to do is put your name and your email and push the submit button, and you get the free guide to freeze drying. Give people a head start on just how this whole process works. It's almost 35, 3600 bucks is a lot of money for most families, but if these families combine resources, it becomes a lot more doable, doesn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir.
And that's how we had done it. I mean, you know, I had, when I ordered the first one up in Idaho, you know, he and I split the family and I split it. And yeah, we were doing it that way. And that's a smart way to do it. And even my father and I said, hey, why don't we do this? We'll buy it. And so that is a great idea to do, is like if you have a community already intact, or if you have a church, then that's the smart way to go. And then one other thing I wanted to say about the book. When you, just like when I started 11 years ago, the book Modern Essentials, you know, the kit was the Natural Solutions kit. And so Jared, my mentor, said, you know, anyone who gets this Natural Solutions kit or above, I will buy the book and give it to you as a gift, because you are investing in your wisdom and your health. And so I have been doing that for the last 11 years. Everybody who buys that, I will buy the book and just send it to them. So the book is separate from doTERRA. doTERRA does not produce the book, like John has said multiple times. And so book's going to be coming from us, being sent to you. So if you want the Natural Solutions kit, it has 16 oils in it. Comes with a box to keep them all in. It has a diffuser. And it has the entire On Guard suite, the entire Deep Blue suite, and Lifelong Vitality. And Lifelong Vitality is awesome, because that's the only product that we have that has a guarantee on it. That even though we have over 200 products, that one guarantees that if you don't have more energy, less pain, and less inflammation, then send it back. And so that's how much we believe in it. So the Natural Solutions kit is, I think, is the best way to go. And you can always add all the other ones that you want on top of that. And then most of the oils are between $20 and $30. But there are certain oils like lime and lemon that are $10 and $13 respectively. So, but then you also have Melissa, which is on the other end of the spectrum. But most people don't use Melissa on a regular basis. And I only use it for severe or suicidal depression. So it's a phenomenal oil. But that's the smartest way to go, is get one of the larger kits. So
we're going to call her. We have a caller here. We got Mark in Kansas. Good morning, Mark.
Hello?
Go ahead, Mark.
Hello. Yeah, you there?
You're on the air, Mark. Me. Go ahead.
I'm trying. You there?
You're on air, Mark. Go ahead.
I'm going to have to call you back.
Okay. Well, Mark, you're welcome to call back. Yeah, I was on with Hagman yesterday, and I had severe computer problems, and we ended up with me on the telephone while the video was working on Zoom. doing live radio is always a hoot, isn't it, Leon?
It sure is. As a matter of fact, now the rain is starting to increase, so I walked outside to make sure all my expensive welding equipment is protected, because, you know, we don't have a shop that has a flat floor, so I'm doing this out in the rain. And I'm like, wonderful. So I had to, you know, store this. But yeah, I agree. So it was kind of funny. I walked out in my skivvies and made sure everything was covered by you doing that commercial break.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, do what you got to do, Leon, right?
Yes, sir. And so, yeah, I'm excited, because right now I'm looking. The only thing I have to do is now attack weld, and I should be able to get my chickens out of the coop and the small chicken track. Then I'm going to put the guinea fowl in there, and then I'm going to put the big ones in there. And I have these nest boxes that the eggs will roll away. And now my girls are producing about 10 eggs a day. And every time I pick up an egg, I'm like, I got to get this done, girls. And they keep looking at me like, can we get out and eat the full grass? And yesterday, I walked away and left the, I turned on the water, and I left it open. And I came back, and there were 20 birds just running around, and they were flying, and they were happy. And it was just funny to see them. And so, you know, I let them stay out and play, and a couple of them like, can I get back in? So I picked them up and put them back in, but the other 12 of them were just like, we're playing out here in the grass, and don't even mess with us. And they enjoyed it.
Amazing. Amazing.
You're talking about eggs. And so the reason why I got the harvest right, or, you know, the reason why I chose to get so many chickens, is you can take all those eggs that you get, scramble them, and then freeze them. Put them on a tray. You put them on a tray and freeze them in your own freezer. Then you stick it, you know, after rock hard, you stick them inside this, the harvest rack. And so in my case, I'll be getting 12 dozen eggs a day. So I can freeze them and those will be good for 25 years, and they're organic and they're free range. So that's the advantage. And so that now you have an ideal protein that you know. It's not the caged eggs that you get from the average stores. And you know what you fed them because, you know, I'm doing the fermented oats and groats and black sunflower seeds and millet and wheat and all these other things. But I don't put corn in there. I don't like GMO, so, you know, it's hard in the pellets. Most of the pellets have corn in it. So, you know, I see all these people online, but, you know, some of these people are obese too. And they're like, oh yeah, and I feed my chickens corn. And I'm like, well, you know, it does have complications from the GMO. And it's just funny to hear, you know, to see people. And it's like, okay, you know, people are what they eat. So I try to make the food as nutritious as possible for them and for me, because I'm going to be eating a part of them.
Absolutely. Yeah. You got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Leon, the midterms are less than 90 days away. There's a lot of speculation about what's going to happen between now and then. It looks, if we have mostly free and fair elections, it looks like the Democrats will lose control of both the House and the Senate, don't you think?
Yeah, and with this being the end game, this is the final run. I mean, they've been planning this for decades. If you thought JFK was staged or was not accurate, and you know they blame it on the mafia and the Middle East, and go down the list of all the bad actors here. They, you know, with the thing with Trump, I was like, you know, they can't have him run. So, you know, the impact, and if they took out JFK because of the war or because of the, you know, him wanting to dash the Fed and getting rid of the bogus money press, you know, these power elite cannot have the elections go through. So if they
That's right. It looks like Mark from Kansas is back. Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Hello.
Can you hear us now?
Hello.
Go ahead, Mark.
Okay. Yeah. Just in regards to Harvest Right, I've had a freeze dryer for like 2.5 years, and we basically run that thing 24/7. I put it out in a shed, and actually, I had that shed finished and insulated and put an air conditioner so we could run it efficiently in summertime because it really gets hot in there. We did have one issue with that, and that was the control board went out on it, but I fixed that, and we've been just running it, and I don't know. You're talking about sharing that. We got the medium size, and we're just putting away food for our family and stuff, and we're running it, you know, whenever we can, and we've been doing that for 2.5 years.
All right. Way to go. So you've put back... a couple thousand pounds of food in the last couple of years, haven't you, sir?
Oh, I would say so. It doesn't weigh a couple thousand pounds once you get through with it. But, yeah, before you process it, it does. So, yeah, we've been putting it away. We did consult with you here back, probably 10 months ago or so.
Right.
And we did some things with your and it was really helpful. And I really recommend it. So just want to call in and just let you know what we're doing. And I don't know about you guys, but it's dry here in Kansas. I've got trees dying here now. And my pond level's going down. And we've got a well, and we're watering just about everything. And I've got sheep out there, but we're having to water the pasture, so it will come up. So, yeah, your water recommendations are great, too.
Okay, Mark. Hey, well, it's a great call. You got a follow-up there, Liam?
Yes, I wanted to ask Mark. Mark,
say what?
Have you done it for anything else other than food? Because apparently other people have also done it to protect, you know, documents. They've done other things other than food. Have you done it for anything else other than that?
Other than food, you mean water or
No, not freeze-dried water. I'm saying, have you done anything else other than food to protect? I've heard people do electronics. They do that, or they'll put a Bible or deeds.
Yeah, I'm a controls engineer, so yeah. We put so much money out there at that place. I mean, we've got outbuildings. We put sheep there. It was a hayfield when we bought it. And then we've got a 10-acre brome field out there that we feed our sheep with. So, okay. I mean, we're trying to be self-sufficient. I think I can lock the gate and not have to come off that place for 2 years. But then, you know, we've got family and all that, too. So that probably wouldn't work too well.
Right. You're gonna
okay, be- Mark.
All right. I hear the music. Thank you.
Mark. We got a break. Yep. We got a call. Right. Hold. Thank you. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Leon, looks like our next caller here is Trevor in Iowa. Good morning, Trevor.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I had a comment and then a couple questions. I wanted to let you guys know that we are saying the pledge. I'm a high school teacher, high school shop teacher, and we are saying the pledge every morning before we start today in class. So I wanted to let you know that there are some people that are still doing it in the U.S. And then
is that the entire school, or the entire school, Trevor, or just your class?
Well, it's supposed to be the entire school, but I don't know what goes on in the rest of the classes. And most of the education system is pretty liberal, so I couldn't guarantee that that's happening, but it's supposed to be the entire school.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call, Trevor. We appreciate it. Our last call this hour would be Rod in Illinois. Good morning, Rod.
Hello, John.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Hi. I was wanting to mention something about that harvest rate freeze dryer you have mentioned.
Yes.
Me and my wife has had one for about 6 years, and we're doing like Mark does. We run that thing about 24/7, and I think we're good to go for a couple of years if we needed to be. And one thing that people might want to think about, you can make ready-to-go meals, soup starters, things like that, where you just reconstitute it, and it's a great way to just have something to throw in your work bag or duffel bag or whatever. And also, we freeze dry a lot of candies and things, and the kids love them. And I just think it's a great investment for a family, even though it costs a lot of money. It's an appliance that'll last a while. We have had no issues with it other than the maintaining of the oil change in the pump, which is very simple. I think it's a great product, and the price to me wasn't that extraordinary, because nowadays a good refrigerator is $1,500, so
or
you
more.
Can avoid...
I routinely see $2,000 refrigerators at Lowe's. Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't have one that nice, but they do have them. But I think that saving water and food's important. But the freeze dryer for the cost, it's really pretty easy going. And once you have it freeze dried, you don't have to have it in a freezer anymore, so you have less consumption of energy.
It takes a little bit
of practice to reconstitute it, but we love that thing. My wife runs it every day.
Outstanding. We appreciate the call, Rod.
You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
Okay, thank you. Top of the hour break coming up. We'll have the Tuesday morning roundtable. And we're going to talk about the events today, won't we, Leon?
Yes, sir. And in that same regard, you know, I did the same thing. You know, I bought an extra control module, and I talked to the engineer like 4 years ago. And I said, what else can I, in a grid down scenario? And he was like, why do you ask? I said, because I'm buying this for long term. And so I have my control panel and the extra parts that I bought, the extra pump, and I have those in Faraday cages. So when people are talking about, you know, you take it one step to get to harvest right, and I took it two more steps past that, and I'm stocking on up the extra oil, so we have the lubrication of the pump for half of the grid down.
Okay, here's our break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.